Topic 14. Domain languages. Computer languages influence how you think about a problem and how you think about communicating. Ludwig Wittgenstein once said, "The limits of language are the limits of one's world." Every language comes with a list of features. Buzzwords such as static versus dynamic typing, early versus late binding, functional versus OO, inheritance models, mix-ins, macros, all of which may suggest or obscure certain solutions. Designing a solution with C++ in mind will produce different results than a solution based in Haskell-style thinking, and vice versa. Conversely, and we think more importantly, the language of the problem domain may also suggest a programming solution. We always try to write code using the vocabulary of the application domain, which we talk about in the topic Maintain a Glossary. In some cases, pragmatic programmers can go to the next level and actually program using the vocabulary, syntax, and semantics, the language, of the domain. Tip 22. Program close to the problem domain. Let's look at a few examples where folks have done just that. RSpec. RSpec is a testing library for Ruby. It inspired versions for most other modern languages. A test in RSpec is intended to reflect the behavior you expect from your code. A test in RSpec looks like Ruby code because it is. The framework uses some clever techniques to add its functionality into the language. Cucumber. Cucumber is a programming language neutral way of specifying tests. You run the tests using a version of Cucumber appropriate to the language you're using. In order to support the natural language-like syntax, you also have to write specific matchers that recognize phrases and extract parameters for the tests. Cucumber tests were intended to be read by the customers of the software, but it seems that this happens fairly rarely in practice. Why? One of the reasons that the classic gather requirements, design, code, ship approach doesn't work is that it is anchored by the concept that we know what the requirements are. But we rarely do. Your business users will have a vague idea of what they want to achieve, but they neither know nor care about the details. That's part of our value. We intuit intent and convert it to code. So, when you force a business person to sign off on a requirements document, or get them to agree to a set of cucumber features, you're doing the equivalent of getting them to check the spelling in an essay written in Sumerian. They'll make some random changes to save face and sign it off to get you out of their office. Give them code that runs, however, and they can play with it. That's where their real needs will surface. Ansible is another domain language. It is a tool that configures software, typically on a bunch of remote servers. It does this by reading a specification that you provide, then doing whatever is needed on the servers to make them mirror that spec. The specification can be written in YAML, a language that builds data structures from text descriptions. So, you might write --name:install nginx apt:name=nginx:state=latest --name:ensure nginx is running service:name=nginx:state=started enabled=yes This example ensures that the latest version of Nginx is installed on my servers and that it is started by default. Characteristics of domain languages. Let's look at these examples more closely. RSpec is written in its host language, Ruby. It employs some fairly devious code, including metaprogramming and macros, but ultimately, it is compiled and run as regular code. Cucumber tests and Ansible configurations are written in their own languages. A Cucumber test is converted into code to be run or into a data structure, whereas Ansible specs are always converted into a data structure that is run by Ansible itself. As a result, RSpec is embedded into the code you run. It is a true extension to your code's vocabulary. Cucumber and Ansible are read by code and converted into some form the code can use. We call RSpec an internal domain language, while Cucumber and Ansible use external languages. Trade-offs between internal and external languages. In general, an internal domain language can take advantage of the features of its host language. The domain language you create is more powerful, and that power comes for free. You could use some Ruby code to create a bunch of RSpec tests automatically. For example, by embedding the test in a loop that iterates over test cases. The downside of internal domain languages is that you're bound by the syntax and semantics of that language. Although some languages are remarkably flexible in this regard, you're still forced to compromise between the language you want and the language you can implement. Ultimately, whatever you come up with must still be valid syntax in your target language. Languages with macros, such as Elixir, Clojure, and Crystal, give you a little more flexibility. But ultimately, syntax is syntax. External languages have no such restrictions. As long as you can write a parser for the language, you're good to go. Sometimes you can use someone else's parser, as Ansible did by using YAML. But then you're back to making a compromise. Writing a parser probably means adding new libraries and possibly tools to your application, and writing a good parser is not a trivial job. But if you're feeling stout of heart, you could look at parser generators such as Bison or Antler, and parsing frameworks such as the many PEG parsers out there. Our suggestion is fairly simple. Don't spend more effort than you save. Writing a domain language adds some cost to your project, and you'll need to be convinced that there are offsetting savings, potentially in the long term. In general, use off-the-shelf external languages, such as YAML, JSON, or CSV if you can. If not, look at internal languages. We'd recommend using external languages only in cases where your language will be written by the users of your application. An internal domain language on the cheap. Finally, there's a cheat for creating internal domain languages if you don't mind the host language syntax leaking through. Don't do a bunch of meta-programming. Instead, just write functions to do the work. In fact, this is pretty much what RSpec does, but to show you that, I'm going to have to read you a little bit of code. Describe bowling score do. It totals 12 if you score 3 4 times. Do. Score equals bowling score dot new, 4 dot times, score dot add pins 3, expect score dot total dot 2, EQ 12. In this code, describe, it, expect, to, and EQ are just Ruby methods. There's a little plumbing behind the scenes in terms of how objects are passed around, but it's all just code. Here's a few challenges. Could some of the requirements of your current project be expressed in a domain-specific language? Would it be possible to write a compiler or translator that could generate most of the code required? If you decide to adopt mini-languages as a way of programming closer to the problem domain, you're accepting that some effort will be required to implement them. Can you see ways in which the framework you develop for one project can be reused in others?